Oh, but that's good.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
I was walking through the grounds, and I saw Kramer coming out of his tent. You know that show Kramer?
Uh-huh.
That's true.
I seen that guy.
Oh, did you?
Yep, coming out of his tent.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Mm-hmm. But he appeared to be drinking. He was drunk. And
was he?
Huh?
He was drunk?
Yep, and he offered me a beer.
Free.
No, he didn't.
He offered me a beer. And he said he'll take me backstage to see how they were setting up the stage and stuff. For all the performance that was going
to be. Who took you to New York?
That's four.
Huh?
Who took you to New York?
There's somebody I met. He sent me a ticket, and I went down there.
You went to New York?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Listen.
For one day?
Listen. Yeah. Listen, okay?
Number five.
You hear me?
I'm listening.
Okay, and then but the dude Kramer was drunk, and he said he'll take me backstage to see how they said it, whatever. And as we were walking backstage, he grabbed my hand and wouldn't let it go.
Number five.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. She hears you.
I felt strange, and I felt kind of attracted to him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody be there.
Listen,
number six.
And so we got backstage, and he pulled me close to him, and he said, "Come back to his tent with him, because they have like tents there."
Number
I'm
seven.
Telling you, it's crazy, huh?
Well, honey, you probably ain't the first one.
Okay. So what, Mom? Listen, he said, come back to his tent because he wants me to meet his friend.
Right, number seven.
And imagine, to my surprise, I saw Adam Curry there from MTV, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy on MTV. And he was, And listen, Mama, he was naked and aroused.
You lying.
Not for real, everything. It was gross.
You and who went?
I went by myself. Just listen, Mom, okay?
She's believing it
he
now.
He was naked and aroused.
Yeah.
And then one thing led to another, and we had glorious three-way sex.
You kidding?
For real. You believe me, huh, Mama?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
We got on. Yeah. Hold on, Mama. Hold on. Hold on, Mama.
Who is that? We got the radio.
Hold on, Mama.
Hey, Mama. Mama, Mildred.
What?
Mildred, hi, my name is Don, and this is my friend Mike. We're doing a radio show.
Hi, Mildred. How you doing, Mildred?
I'm fine.
And your daughter Marie just won herself $50.
Did she? Yep.
Yes. Yes, she did. And she didn't have glorious three-way sex with Kramer and with Adam Curry. That was just a lie. Yes, and you believed her.
Oh, okay.
And since you believed her, she won the money.
Oh, well, that's good. She got to give me half of it. Okay.
Mama, we're also going to send you... Mama says, life is like a box of chocolates. I'm going to send you a nice flower arrangement from 1-800-Flowers.
Okay.
Okay.
That's nice, Mama.
Yes, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Love you too, babe.
Okay.
That's it?
Oh, listen to that. Love you too.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Marie, hold on a second. Enjoy your money. And Mildred, hold on. We need to get your address for the flowers.
Okay.
All right. Hold on, you kids. All right.
Now, that was a great mother-daughter combo.
That was a classic one. Let's try one more with a guy.
Another one with a guy.
Here is Steve. Steve from Georgia. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hi, Steve. Thanks a lot for listening in Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah.
What do you do in Augusta, Steve?
I'm a signal technician.
What does that mean?
I work on traffic lights.
Works on traffic lights.
Good for you.
And your mom, Lynn, and she lives where?
It's right outside Daytona.
Port Orange. I see. You're Port Orange, Florida.
All right.
All right, Steve. Good luck. Have you heard our other contestants?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Carl almost had his mom,
mm-hmm.
and... Marie.
Marie did very well with Mildred.
My mother believes anything I tell her, so.
Well, we'll see
I
about
don't know
that.
About having three-way sex. Can we make Adam Curry Kennedy instead?
No, you know Kennedy, that she's the gross woman.
No, it's got to be Adam Curry.
That's what makes it funny. And don't forget, it's not just three-way sex.
It's glorious three-way
sex. It's glorious three-way sex. Hold on a second. Let me call Mom up. You know, I'd almost rather make love with Adam Curry than with Kennedy. There is something about her.
Yeah, Kennedy gives you the heebie-jeebies?
Oh. I misdialed. Wait a minute. One.
Something about Adam Curry. And, make sure you get all the lies here, because we let Marie slide a little bit. She kind of skipped lie number eight.
Yeah, she got the gist of the story in, though.
She got the gist of the story.
All right, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, now, as soon as we make the connection, I'll put the microphones in the position where you guys can't hear us. Okay, good luck to you, Steve.
Thanks.
Here's Steve.
Steve.
Calling Lynn.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
Steve, let me redial.
Okay.
Hold on.
There's some sort of difficulty in Port Orange. And you'd never know that that's in Florida, would you? Port Orange.
Maybe that's where all the mean New Yorkers are.
Yankees! Yankees!
All right, Steve Areno, try it one more time. There you go. Calling Lynn.
Good luck, Steve.
Steve! I've got Robbie and Ernie in the tub.
Hello?
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 Hello? Mom?
Yeah.
Hey.
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 We're just sitting here watching TV. Why are you coming, Dan?
No. I'm in New York, in fact.
No.
What? What? What are you doing there?
I want a trip. Got invited to go to New York for Woodstock.
Again? Again?
No, yeah, that's something.
No, well, why didn't you take me with you?
I don't know. Got a few minutes. I need to. I feel like I got to get something off my chest.
Yes.
Okay. Are you sitting down?
Am I sitting down?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lied to his mom before. He's pretty good at it.
No. Hardly. I just want to tell you about my trip.
Oh, your trip. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm up here now. I'm in like an RV.
An RV? Who's RV?
I don't know. I just met him. Anyway, we got up here yesterday.
Yeah?
And I was walking around the grounds.
Yeah?
Oh, Kramer. Do you watch Seinfeld?
Kramer Seinfeld?
Yeah, he came out of a tent.
That's number
You're
two.
You're kidding. Did you talk to him?
Oh, yeah. She knows him.
Oh, that's good.
Did you really?
Yeah, he'd been drinking.
Oh, he had.
And he kind of, yeah, I had a couple beers too, so he come up and offered me.
On another trip to New York. And he talked to
Kramer. Well, let me finish. Maybe you shouldn't tell Grandma this. Maybe you shouldn't tell Grandma what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Because it gets worse.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Don't tell
anyway, me. He looked drunk.
Yeah. He looked drunk, yeah.
And he offered, he said he had a lot of beer, and he offered me some. I picked him up on it.
Yeah?
Never met a beer you had don't like.
We had a few beers, and I'd want to go backstage.
Yeah?
Put me backstage. You know, see, the show hadn't started, but they're having, like, sound check and stuff.
Number four.
Yeah?
They're still setting up for the show.
Was he in the show?
No, he's just hanging out.
Oh, just hanging out?
Yeah.
It's a mom question right there.
This is where it starts.
Yeah, Kramer's playing at Woodstock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after Bob Dylan.
Uh-oh.
Keep in mind, this is yesterday. And we This is yesterday.
Yesterday.
And we had a good many beers, or I had. I think he'd already had a few.
Yeah.
That's good setting this up with alcohol.
And backstage, he grabbed my hand.
He grabbed your hand?
Well, no,
it was like my hand wouldn't let go.
Oh, are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, dear.
I feel like I got to tell somebody about this, and I kind of want you to keep it quiet, so don't be so loud.
Oh, you don't want me to tell?
No.
Oh, Mom.
Okay.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well,
All right. So he grabs my hand, he wouldn't let go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm pretty well lit, so I just kind of went with it. I started feeling, attracted to him.
Number six.
He's kind of feminine.
This is tough for
you're
him
kidding.
To get into.
No.
It's tough for him.
You're not kidding.
No. I feel like I got to tell somebody.
Okay, tell me.
Tell me.
We go backstage, and he kind of, pulled me over to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird. I was kind of fuzzy thinking back about it, but it seemed like he said, he asked me if I wanted to come back to his tent and meet a friend of his.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven.
Steven, are you making this up?
Would I make something like this up?
Well, I hope not. Go ahead.
Okay.
I was, kind of.
You got by.
Yeah, okay.
I'm cleansing myself. I have to tell somebody.
Yeah, he's a good liar. Yeah. He's polished.
He's quality.
I don't want to tell nobody else.
Gold medal liar.
Are you up there by yourself?
No, I'm. It's like a few people from the radio station. We want a trip.
Oh, okay.
But this, I was
good
by
lie.
Myself when this happened.
Yeah.
All right, so no bands were playing, so I said I'd go back to the tent with him.
He's good.
Number eight.
And so we get back to his tent. It's a pretty fancy tent. I mean, it ain't like a little pup tent.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk in, and to my surprise, Adam Curry, he probably don't even know who he is. He's a DJ on, or a VJ on MTV.
Who is it now?
Adam.
Who?
It's a host off of MTV.
This guy's
yeah.
You wouldn't know him because you don't watch it, but I knew him right away. Well, sort of. He was...
Well, I've seen some of them. It's just I don't see it that much, so go ahead.
Well, he was naked.
Are you serious?
And aroused.
Are you serious?
Here we go.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I got to tell somebody.
Number 10.
Don't make this hard for me.
Yeah.
Number 10.
So are you there?
Keep in mind, this is after many beers, and I don't know if he's... I don't know. I just felt really funny.
Do you suppose it was something put in the
Put in the beer.
It sounds like it to me.
So anyway,
come on.
Like the three of us, and we had glorious three-way sex.
Are you serious?
Of course, I'm not like I told you. I had to tell. I mean, I didn't turn gay on you or nothing.
Okay, well that's good. Well, I mean, you could.
Big experience, I guess.
Yeah, you could have been 6 years old doing something like that, but you waited till you were a little bit older.
We better interject on the
Okay, hold on, Mom.
Be there?
Yeah, hold on.
What?
Hold on, Mom.
Yeah?
Well, I sure am glad that he waited until he was a grown man to have three-way sex. He didn't do it when he was 6 years old. Hello, Lynn?
Yes?
Lynn, listen, my name is Don. This is my friend Mike. We do a radio show.
Hello, Lynn.
Yes,
and
hi.
Your son, Steven, called our show, and all that stuff he just told you?
Yeah.
It's totally made up.
Oh, thank God. Steven is such a perfect son that I had to make some kind of excuse.
You see, I told you she'd believe it.
Steven, Lynn, Steven was playing a little game we call Can You Get to 10?
And because he told you 10 lies, he's won $50 in cash.
Oh, Steven, that's wonderful.
So your mom is so proud of you, Steve.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, and especially the part that it's not true.
And, Lynn, listen, for you, you're such a good sport. We have some flowers for you from 1-800-Flowers.
Oh, how nice. That is just terrific.
Anytime you want flowers, just call their name, 1-800-Flowers. Great news, and you didn't tell Grandma. That's good.
Oh, no, she's wandering around here, but her hearing aid isn't up. Oh, she said yes, it was up. She was trying to catch as much as she could.
Lynn, you're a good sport. Steve, an excellent job, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Enjoy your $50. And Lynn, hold on. We need your address for the flowers.
Okay.
All right. I wish we had time for one more, but that's it.
That was fantastic.
That was three pretty good editions of Can You Get to 10? an edition that will go down in history as the Kramer Adam Curry sandwich.
That was wonderful.
Always helped by alcohol.
Glad he didn't do it when he was 6 years old.
Yeah. Thank God he waited till he's a grown man.
We thought we should jump in at that point.
We got to do a quick break. We'll be right back.
Phone check 1, 2, 3.
Radio gods. Don and Mike. Cups of her halter together, hooked my fingers over it and tugged. It snapped easily. Her halter sprang apart and out bounded her joyously unconfined breasts. Dual prize packages of rounded richness. Twin curved cones of bouncing fun flesh. Matched mountains of youthful, tanned, quivering, exciting femininity. Titanic orbs of temptation. Happy hemispheres of lust. Jaunty, jiggling rotundities of passion. In a phrase, my kind of breasts.
They're next. 5:09, and now with the Friday traffic, here's Sherry. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Bell Atlantic Mobile. We have a problem on the Beltway right now. Outer loop south of 193. Two left lanes are blocked. Delays begin at 270. The inner loop of the Beltway, the left lane is blocked at the accident scene on the outer loop. It's heavy from 123 to 193, then before GW Parkway to 270, then Old Georgetown Road to the Mormon Temple. More delays from Montgomery County into PG County. Outbound New York Avenue before the VW Parkway, an accident blocks the left side of the road. Delays begin at the Brentwood Parkway. This fall at Bell Atlantic Mobile, save 10 to 60% on select cellular phones. Annual contract required. Offer expires November 15, 1994. Call 1-800-255-BELL. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara, WJFK.
10 little letters that make you feel better.
D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E. D-H-A-N-K-Y-O-U. For listening, great radio stations like these across America. Sports Radio K-Play, K-P-L-Y. Reno, Nevada, 105.9 The Line. W-L-N-I, Lynchburg, Virginia, at 92.1 K-Y-B-G, K-Big. Denver, Colorado. Birthday boy, Buzz Burbank, giving you news from a 41-year-old perspective.
Oh, he's good at it.
That'll be in this hour. And also in this hour, we're lining up the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers
kids' Halloween costumes.
Did you feel that? I felt the earth move. That was the shuffle of moms everywhere going nuts when they hear you say that.
Moms, do not call now. It'll be later. We'll do take some calls here that we'll get buzzed in the news. And then we'll open up the phones. And I'm not quite sure yet if we're going to have moms beg, or if we're going to have moms whine, or if we're simply going to have the moms compete against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when there is one woman left, that woman wins the costume for her kid. We've had the mothers go crazy before, and we have items that are very hard to come by.
That's right.
And these Power Rangers costumes cannot be found anywhere. So the moms will battle it out. Maybe we'll just we'll give them like 3 or 4 minutes. Kind of like when you just put a bunch of people in a room together,
right,
and you say, whoever is the last one standing, mm-hmm, is the one that is the winner.
Yeah.
We'll just let them battle it out, let them whine at each other, let them perhaps say why their child deserves the Power Ranger outfit over the other child.
And have them do it all at once. And
at the same time.
Loudest, longest lasting mom. How about the loudest? The loudest mom wins.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, I mean, really, say they were all in a department store together, and the only one that would get noticed would be the one that was the loudest.
Meow. Well, that's coming up in this hour. Plus, Mayor Marion Barry, he'll be picking the pros until they scab and bleed with us.
All right.
That's also coming up on today's show. Hello, Fresno, California. Now we'll get back to some calls. Oh, we got another 4-hour club call coming up also for you longtime listeners. Hello, Fresno. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, thank you.
It is a pleasure to speak to you. I'd like to address a little bit what you were saying about that sex survey. I know there's been a lot of that in the radio and the news lately about what's going on.
Yes.
And I think especially for men, there's a very possibly embarrassing thing that needs to be admitted right off the bat.
What's that, sir?
Basically, men are, in the very nature of our being, we are dogs. Men are dogs. And if you can admit that, then you're ready to start and move on from that point. Because as dogs, we can be a woman's best friend if she'll train us right. We have to be trained properly.
But I agree with you there. You're right about that.
Excuse me?
You're right about that.
That's right. Now, but if someone dangles meat in front of our face, we're going to eat it because we're dogs.
Unless we're trained.
Unless we're trained properly. That's correct. Now, as to this, looking at women and having sexual fantasies about them, men as dogs, we will not only picture them naked, we go so far as to picture penetration, picture nailing it to the floor, what kind of sounds they're going to make. We are basically vulgar.
Listen, sir.
Sick.
You are taking a beautiful, wholesome thought that I had, trying to expose my sensitive side to everybody, and you've turned it into some kind of vulgar street carnival, and I will not stand for that.
I'm trying to be honest with you here.
I will not stand for that. I do not think about penetration. I do not think about nailing Roseanne to the floor.
All right, so if you're not thinking...
You do. If you're going to be honest, be completely honest, Don.
Well...
All right.
I have thought about nailing Roseanne to the floor and penetrating her.
Do you mean you have thought about penetration? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mike is in denial. You need to just get him into a little bit of counseling, maybe a little bit of pressure from his close friends and relatives, and he'll eventually break down.
I have not thought about penetration with Rue McClanahan.
Oh, I'm thinking about it now.
Penetration with Rue McClanahan.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike. You're thinking about it, too.
Yeah, I am. I feel kind of queasy.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, now I know I love Buzz, because he's a Libra like me. It's my birthday, and I want you to spank me.
Oh, Diana, you got my stapler? Ooh, now we know Buzz is 41 today. How old are you today?
I'm going to be 30 this weekend.
Ooh, the big 3-0.
Oh, it's this weekend. Oh, and you're calling from your car?
Yes.
Oh, even better. Pull your pants down.
I pulled the skirt.
Pull your skirt up, then.
Okay.
Hike, Don. It's the term is hike it up.
And pull down your panties.
Pull down panties, hike up skirt.
Okay.
All right. Try to remember that.
I'm thinking about sex all the time.
And I've got my stapler. I'll be using the swing line stapler. Mike will be using his hands.
Okay.
Yes, I will, and I'm breaking all the rules right now.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
And one.
Ow!
Two. Three.
Ouch.
You know, I could use a cheap sound effect, but no. I really put the stapler up to the microphone. Four.
Just another example of your honesty.
Five. Six.
Mike,
you kid, but you're true. Seven.
Ouch.
Eight.
Ouch.
Nine.
Ouch.
Ten.
Ouch.
11.
Ouch.
12.
Ouch.
13. 14.
Parrot sound.
15.
I'm out of my mind.
Mike, I was up to 15. Go ahead.
More
please.
Parrot sounds, please.
16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23.
24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Perigo, drop some bombs, buddy.
29.
Ouch. One more.
30.
Happy birthday
happy
to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, thank
happy
you for
birthday,
calling.
Buzz.
Thanks. Same to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Here we go back to our Washington, D.C. lines. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Another question about the sex survey.
Yes.
Actually, it's not a question. It's a statement. I read in the paper today where the people that they surveyed, it was a one-on-one interview with people. It was not an anonymous survey. So my question is, how honest are people going to be about their sexual...
Of course they're not going to be honest. It's just like I said, if someone asks you the question when your wife is standing right there next to you, you're not going to say the truth. And
well,
if someone...
Well, even if your wife wasn't next to you,
but it's the same. It's the same point. If there's a stranger that's asking you, mm-hmm. how often do you think about sex, well, you're not going to be honest and
I'm
say,
so
I,
confused
I think
right
about
now.
Sex all the time.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking about Lulu right now from
Hee-Haw.
Can I just mention one other thing?
I'm thinking about her right now, too.
Without the overalls?
Excuse me, guys.
See, that's a neat fantasy.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, what?
I wanted to also let you know that Don and Mike can cure hiccups. That when I called you originally, I had a horrible case of the hiccups, but I was going to call you anyways because I wanted to get on the air. And as soon as they picked up the phone and as soon as I was put on hold and said, you know, they'll talk to you, my hiccups were gone.
Well,
so thanks, guys. You guys are God.
Thank you, sir.
You know, if you think about Lulu, that'll cure your hiccups, too.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, what am I doing here? Wrong line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to say that you guys guarantee at least 20 great hours every week, and that's fantastic.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to say happy birthday to Buzz.
Thank you.
And I have a who would you do for Sherry.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sherry.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Or Robin Williams.
Oh, Steve Martin. I love him.
Oh. What a remarkable surprise.
Oh, she didn't say that because I like Steve Martin.
Yes,
she
did. No, I didn't. No, I love Steve. I like Robin Williams, too, but I love Steve Martin a lot more.
I don't
want
to talk to you anymore, Sherry. That's it. Robin Williams.
Yeah,
that carpet of chest. Is Mr. Mullen there?
1 minute.
It's friendly Nurse Ratchet.
Must be his housekeeper.
Large Marge. Joseph! His prison matron. Hey. Phone, I told you. No calls.
I wonder if she's part of the equation.
Now come here and scrub my feet.
Scrub my feet.
Get the corns off. Pick my bunions. Now. File my calluses. Do it now. Get out my toe jam.
Oh, God.
Do it. You know, Bart has a video game. One of the characters is named Toe Jam. And the other one is named Earl. I said, how do I come up with the names Toe Jam and Earl?
You ever meet our sales guy here, Earl Merton?
I know, I'm step ahead of you. Step ahead of you. King of the Toe Jams.
Hi, guys. So you want to see my Toe Jam?
And it'll be just a matter of days now until Earl's son joins us as our brand new intern.
That's going to be an incredible fall.
We're going to get him to sign a waiver before he even steps foot in the door.
That's right.
Says we can shave him. We can dress him up like a girl.
Right.
We can send him outside in cold weather. We can send him outside in hot weather.
But first, before we do any of that, we have to find out if we really love him.
And we promised Earl that we wouldn't kill him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yeah, are we still waiting for Joseph?
I think we're waiting for Nurse Ratchet to get Joseph.
Hello? I hope Joe is okay. Now I'm getting that whole scenario from Misery in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he's okay. Hello, Joseph?
Yeah.
Joseph, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the radio right now. We're fascinated by you and the big sign you have in your front yard.
Yeah,
you're looking for a wife, huh?
Yeah.
How you doing? Are you watching TV now, Joe?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can answer any question without saying yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, there you go. You did it.
Yeah. He said something besides yeah, right?
Yeah.
Joe, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what woman wouldn't want to be with you?
You're darn right.
But Joe, hey, now he's coming out of his shell.
Joe, exactly what is it you're looking for in a woman? Perhaps we can help you.
Well, are you married?
I'm not a homo. I mean, I was going to try to find you a woman.
Well, if you're married, you know exactly what I'm looking for.
Have you been drinking, Joe?
No.
All right, so you're looking for... Just tell us what you're looking for in a woman, Joe.
We're fascinated by the human interest angle on this story.
Well, I want a good woman.
Uh-huh.
one that can replace my wife after 25 years.
And you felt so strongly about this that you decided to put a sign in your front yard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of women biting?
About 35 today and about 15 letters, yeah.
So what kind of pictures are you getting?
Well, pictures of a woman from with her wife in the house and in the kitchen and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
And when you say performance, you say picture and performance, what do you mean by performance, Joe?
Well, one who has done good over the last 20 years or so.
What would a good performance be? How would someone have a good performance? If there's a lady listening to our radio show now who's wildly attracted to you, and she's saying, I got to have this guy, what should she write down? What kind of stuff are you interested in?
Well, I want to know her hobbies and her dress and how long she's been married and what happened to her husband.
I guess if she was a ham radio operator, that would be
I have one from Maine who called.
A main ham radio.
Yeah.
Boy, if you could find a woman who was like 40 and operated a ham radio and enjoyed making furniture, I guess you'd be in heaven.
Well, no. I want one who knows what she's doing and knows how to entertain people and knows how to act at a party.
I believe we're speaking to Tom Gavin Sr.
entertain? You mean like, do you have a lot of cocktail parties, Joe?
Yes, I have a lot, about 6 a year.
Are you having one right now?
No, but I will have tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. What kind of party are you going to have, Joe?
Well, just a dinner party for about 30 people.
About 30 people. Hey, I see here in the article in the newspaper that it says that you've got a mansion. Are you loaded?
Well, I'm not loaded.
I don't mean drunk loaded. I mean, are you rich, filthy rich?
Yes, I am. Why?
You are. You have a lot of money, so you offer a prospective wife quite a bit of dollars.
Yes, if I die.
If you die.
Well, no, we weren't exactly thinking that far ahead, but I guess, you know, theoretically you're right, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we don't want to rush that, Joe. I mean, really. So how's it going? I mean, are you close to getting a wife?
Well, not close to, but I've decided on one that I think will be all right.
Oh, so is she the winner?
No, she's not. Well, I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want the neighbors to know.
Is her name Diana Silman?
Joe, you don't want the neighbors to know. You have a sign in your front yard that says, I'm looking for a wife. What do you mean?
Well, I got tired of looking around at the beauties.
At the beauties.
And I thought, well, hell, I have to go all over
town. My beauties will bump.
So I
the lovely
the,
Janice.
Sign up, and I have...
My name's Joe. Come on down and play Plinko.
What?
No, don't worry about
it. Sorry, Joe. There was some interference.
Oh.
Some CB radio interference, I believe.
So you say you have one, and you're going to give her a trial run, right?
Yeah.
Now, that would be 30 days?
Yes.
And what will she have to do to win you over in the 30 days?
Well, be nice and be compatible and so forth and so on.
Joe, can I ask you a question man to man?
Yeah.
Is there any sex involved in this deal?
No.
No sex involved.
No.
She just has to have a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah, that's right.
Even after the wedding?
Well, sure. I don't want somebody temporary. I want somebody permanent.
So after the wedding, no sex during the 30-day period, but after the wedding, then maybe a little fooling around? Hey.
You talk as though you're married.
Yeah, I'm married, and my friend Mike is engaged to be married.
Well, if he's engaged, he knows what love is.
I want to know what love is, Joe.
One of my favorite songs by Foreigner, Joe.
It's a good tune.
Well,
it's a good tune.
That's a good jam.
Yeah.
That's a good band.
That's right.
How many guys are on here with me?
You got two of us right here, Joe.
Mm.
Two guys, two microphones.
Where are you from?
Oh, we're from Washington, Joe, but the show goes all over America.
On what channel?
On Channel 2.
Oh, so well, we have a good...
Yeah?
What? what, Joe?
We have a good channel here on Channel 2.
Yeah, turn on Channel 2, you'll see us. Turn on Channel 2 right now. Go ahead, do it. I'm the guy with the tie.
You see the guy with the tie?
That's me, Drew. I'm waving at you.
No, Tom Brokaw is on Channel 2 now.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Well, I guess you caught us.
we're not really on the TV, Joe. We're on the radio.
We're on radio, Joe.
See, Joe, we do a national radio show, and we thought that perhaps you could give out your message on the air, and you could get some response from some babes, like as far as California.
Oh, my. I have from four countries.
Four countries, wow.
And about six states in this union. And I'm all right with them.
And what?
I'm all right with them.
You're all right with them.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, listen, we'd like to also give you a prize here, because we'd like you to proudly wear the crown on your head for a week of the Don and Mike Senior Citizen of the Week.
Uh-huh.
We'd like to give you, with our best wishes, 20 pieces of Popeye's fried chicken.
I don't like fried chicken at all.
You don't? Well, maybe you could get some biscuits then.
You want some biscuits? Do you like biscuits, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite food, Joe?
Sour beef and dumplings.
In a blender?
No, not in a blender. They make them at night, the dumplings, and the daytime, the meat.
All right, Joe.
Enjoy, Joe.
Okay.
Joe, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Okay.
And if we get any ladies who would be interested in being your wife, can we pass the information along to you?
No, let them call. I don't want any fat people.
You don't want any fat people?
No. Mm-hmm.
What would be wrong with a fat person?
Are you assuming that everybody that is listening to us would be a fat person, Joe?
Well, anybody that listens to you guys have got to be fat.
It's got to be fat.
Why would that be, Joe?
Well, I don't know. You're two of them talking to me.
Right.
And ordinarily, one person comes to me and says, I'm so-and-so.
And because there are two guys doing the show, all of our listeners must be fat?
No, they don't have to be. But you guys sound like you're, well, behind the times.
We're behind the times?
We sound like we're behind the times, Joe?
Yeah.
Why is that? What can we do to pick our show up and bring it up to speed, Joe?
Well, you have to talk more like gentlemen.
More like gentlemen?
Yeah.
Do you think we've not given you the proper respect?
No, I don't think so, but I've heard about you in the past.
You've heard about us? Really? Do you remember what our names are?
No.
Then how could you have heard about us?
Well, I've heard about you guys talking on the air.
Really? Who told you?
Tom Gavin?
Somebody on Channel 2. I forget.
Somebody on Channel 2.
Channel 2. Yeah, we're on Channel 2. Turn it on right now.
Well, Tom Brokaw's on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's who told you. It was Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, great talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
There he is.
All right. Hey, wedding bells are in the air.
Our senior citizen of the week.
Hallelujah. Let's
do a quick break.
Hey, he doesn't like fried chicken, though.
Wonder if he enjoys German potato salad. Like the old mage.
Just fry it up right now. Batman.
We'll be right back with Buzz in the News after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We have the opportunity to tap the mother load, as it were.
He's the grease man.
My foot.
WJFK.
Well, you know, sometimes I just can't control. They all run at the same time.
That's right.
6:54, last look at the Thursday night fight of the lights. Here's Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Continental Airlines. Inner loop of the Beltway, very slow this evening after the Allegian Bridge over to the 270 spur. Then more delays from Old Georgetown Road all the way over to the 95 interchange. 95 northbound is heavy now from the Beltway through Laurel. Heavy rain passing through the area right now. The Beltway is open in both directions at Branch Avenue. Fly for peanuts only with Continental's Peanuts Fares. Available to 32 select cities from Baltimore, Washington International. Call Continental today at 1-800-PEANUTS. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Michael
Mara. Get out of here.
WJFK.
So far ahead of their time, only your grandchildren will fully understand them. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Bum, 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 bum. We'll get news from Curly Burbank. Look at the phone's going crazy. Phone's going nutty. Hello? Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Now, are the phones off Because the power just went off?
We are having an electrical storm activity.
Remember, it resets the delay, the dump button.
Hello? Oh, right. Oh, there, it just came through.
Back.
Hi.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello, God. Hello, Mike.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Hi.
Oh, he made it.
Hi, Dennis.
Dennis.
And Mike.
Yes, yes. Catch me earlier next time.
He's Dennis?
We just had another lightning spike.
Oh, we had another burst of lightning.
He's there, but we can't hear him.
Dennis, I would have gone. But Dennis, I can't hear your voice now.
You know, I'm very flattered that Dennis asked me first. I can't believe it. What? Do
you
hear that?
Special guy, yeah. Dennis?
That's weird. Dennis? Do you hear the microphone get a little funny that
Yeah, that's, I think, the delay catching up again.
Hello?
This is always when I think lightning's going to come through our brains.
Don and Mike show. Oh, well, now, hold on. Let me answer the phone.
WJFK.
One, two, three.
Larry King is dead. Long live Don and Mike.
Juice. Why are you doing this?
Apple juice.
WJFK.
And now, the only show that Marlon Brando listens to on his private island, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's that time of year again. Starting tomorrow, we'll do our weekly football picks.
All right.
Getting back to the TV theme songs, we're going to play that Brady Bunch rap song that we have, and we're going to go through the K. Ballard.
Oh.
we'll hear from all of them in a couple of seconds. Now, news and more. Here's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
More of the 70s show is up next.
Say, baby, the Don and Mike Show.
It's another winner.
Yeah, I like them.
And I think that's one that we may have put a thumbs down on when we saw how it looked on paper.
Uh-huh. But when you hear the guy with the big voice do it, that's incredible.
They can take a nothing day and suddenly make it seem worthwhile. Don and Mike.
Just like Mary Tyler Moore.
That's right.
Okay. Next, please.
What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? The Don and Mike Show.
That's great.
From the Untouchables.
Team.
The Don and Mike Show. That's a good show.
Yeah, except it was Stimpy in the session with him because he should have done it like Henry Fonda.
It's a good show.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, like from On Golden Pond.
That's right.
Hey, where's that tape? Where's that On Golden Pond tape we have?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, anybody know where that On Golden Pond tape is that we have?
What's the matter, Charles? Charles is like, did you like pull a groin or something?
My foot.
Your foot? Oh, your foot's
in my foot.
He pulled a muscle in his foot.
Oh.
He's trying to get it out of his butt.
He limped in here.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, 6IQ.
All right, Chris Chandler.
Hey, I want to tell you folks something. You want to know something? I have been now swayed over in the battle with Mike against Charles Broyhill in their fantasy football leagues.
Right.
I feel so bad for Mike.
That's the boy, and believe me,
bingo.
This happens once like every 6 years, so I got to remember this.
The way that Charles Broyhill brutally, verbally assaults my friend Mike O'Mara before the show every day.
Because of my limited, expertise in the area of fantasy football, he is he's merciless. Now calling me at home on the weekends.
I found myself the other day in the office. For the first couple of days that this was happening, I was amused by it.
Of course you were.
It was pretty funny, because I would get to see Mike sit on the couch.
I predict you will be amused by this again, too.
And I got to see Mike, like, just totally be insulted by Charles Broyhill, who would taunt you with his knowledge of the rosters of the football teams.
He'll come out in the hallway just a minute ago, and he said, I just got Andre Rison. I just traded for him. I'm like, he'll go all the way with it. I said, oh, really? Really? Who did you have to trade? I really didn't. And he'll just walk down the hallway, torturing me constantly.
But I had been on Charles Broyhill's side in this little battle, but now, because I feel sorry for you, pal.
Do not feel sorry for me.
I'm on your side.
I do not need anyone's pity, and let me explain why.
Why?
Because I am still at the top of my fantasy football league. I am leading the fantasy football league. I know it might be a miracle, and I know Stimpy picked my team for me, but the fact remains that I start those lineups every week, and I'm still number one. But Charles Broyhill coming on like gangbusters, and he is going
to be... Yeah, he was telling you that in the office the other day.
And he left a message for me, too. 3 points away from you. I'm 3 points away from you. I'm coming on strong. My team next week, I'm going to be in first place. So we'll see what happens. A very important weekend coming up.
Wow.
For many reasons, as far as football.
You're still the top prognosticator, though.
Yes, yes, I am, and that's
so
far. You know, that's
subject to change anytime. That's where I draw the line. That's where I pull my allegiance away.
You know, this is my Super Bowl weekend. This is the pressure weekend for me as far as football is concerned.
No papers tomorrow.
No papers at all.
No newspapers. No, you can read the paper, of course.
No, I don't.
Of course. What am I supposed to say? Like, how am I supposed to know you're not going to get a USA Today before you come to work anyway?
I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. I give you my my word of honor as a man that I would not do that.
You know what that means to me.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. I promise you I will not do that. Okay?
Okay. We had the fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
All right. Here's Henry Fonda now. This is how Paul Turner should say that's a good show.
Right.
When Henry Fonda says that's a good speech.
Hi, everybody. This is Johnny Holiday. Can I interest you in some?
No, don't we have it just isolated?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Midday Movie. Today, it's an all-time classic.
This is a little bit I did before I was working with Mike.
Starring with our very own Don Geronimo.
Back before I had to share the spotlight. You know, when the show was all me all the time.
The era that you remind yourself of is the good old days all the time.
BM, before Mike.
Well, Henry, let me tell you, it's like this. I've been watching your daughter's workout tape, that Jane Fonda workout thing, and, well, I think we'd like to sleep together tonight if that's all right with you.
What do you mean?
I mean, we'd like to, if you wouldn't find it offensive, we would like to share the same bed together.
What would I find that offensive?
Well, I thought you might just...
You're not... planning on doing something unusual, right?
No, just watch her workout tape, that's all.
Yeah. Doesn't seem too offensive.
No, not that bad at all.
As long as you're quiet?
We'll be quiet, yes.
You always sleep in the same bed with her husband.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about
it. I do, you know. We sleep together, been doing it for years.
That's what I hear about you two.
Yeah. I guess I'd be delighted to have you abuse my daughter under my own roof.
Well, it goes on and on, but I'll start to well up with tears about the good old days. No, I'm kidding. You know I'm fond of you, a big lug.
You know the old babes.
You know. So here's the way Paul Turner should have said it.
That was a good speech.
Right there. Right. That's how you do it. So if that one could be recut, please.
That's right. That was a good speech.
Yeah, there you go. You got to have that Henry Fonda technique there.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show. That's a good speech.
That's it.
That's a good speech.
Or a good show, whatever it is that he said.
To protect and serve. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, that one's okay.
That's good.
All right. Haven't had any real clunkers yet, have we?
Nope. No.
Would that be it? It's taken a while to re-cue now. I want to work my way back up to that the one we just heard a moment ago that had all the words beeped out.
The one that stopped us in our tracks.
The one that changed the flow of history forever.
I love them. I wish the more the merrier. That's the way I look at these.
Would you guys put this on a 10-minute cart?
Maybe Stimpy, if he's floating around, would be able to let us know what's going on with this. He was on the road last night, so he's very tired today.
He was asleep.
He goes all the way to Philadelphia, where our voice guy is, where Paul Turner is. Stimpy goes all the way there. Stimpy has some kind of unnatural relationship with Paul Turner also.
Yeah, I caught him, actually, when Paul got married. Paul got married recently.
Right.
And Stimpy was one day in the back of the production studio just sobbing.
He was just sound asleep. I just went in to talk to him.
Was he really?
His head back. Yeah, I had to, like, Stimpy. Yeah.
So we get the sleepy Stimpy if he came in here?
Someone, you know what, if he's still sleeping, someone should get a glass of warm water. We should do that thing, you put his hand in the warm water.
Put his hand in
it. Is he still sleeping?
Yeah, bring up Production Studio 1. I turned the microphone on.
Is he snoring? All right, way to go, Charles.
Can you hear him?
Hold on. No, come on. Were you playing a tape?
No, that's him.
Really
he's
sleeping?
In there sleeping.
You swear
really,
to God?
I swear is he to really you.
I got
to
go see this. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Right. This is really Stimpy sleeping.
I had to go talk to him, and I had to wake him up. He was sound asleep.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to a first on our show. This is Stimpy, sound asleep. Is his mouth hanging open?
Wide open. wide open.
Is he doing anything? Now Don's going to be doing something to him.
Oh, no. Of course.
What did you do to him?
He stopped breathing.
What did you do to him?
Hi, you're on the air, Stimp.
Hi.
That is the funniest damn thing I ever heard.
What?
You're on the air.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, he's sound asleep.
Uh-oh.
What was that? That was a weird sound that we got.
Some tape.
What did
machine.
You do to him? What did you...
Tape machine feedback.
He was in there, head back.
Right.
Totally sleeping. And I leaned over in front of him to try to pull the microphone away.
Right.
And my shirt brushed up against the side of his face.
Oh, no.
And I actually got to see him wake up from a long winter's nap.
Is he like a little kid, a little baby waking up from a sleep?
And he looked much the way that I looked when I woke up from my Whoopi Goldberg nap. I said, Stimpy, you're on the air.
Right.
He rubbed his eyes like a little boy does.
Well, huh? Stimpy, you know, probably in his dreams, romping through a field of bananas with every cover girl ever known to mankind.
Hey, Stimpy?
Stimp!
Stimp, will you come in here, please?
Come on in here, Stimpy. Wipe the sleep. Wipe the sleep out of your eyes.
I hope we have that on tape. Oh, man, do I hope that we have that on tape.
He was sawing wood. I mean, it was just like, here he comes.
I thought that. There he is. I thought that that was a sound effect tape we were hearing, Stimpy.
No, it's me.
Look at you. You are sound asleep.
I am. I'm.
Hey, put some headphones on. I'm going to rewind the tape and let you hear it.
Yeah, this is good.
Hold great. On a second. Let me see. Tape one. Which one is it? Tape one? Tape one. Okay, let's great. Rewind that. Stimpy, this is you. It's such a good snore. I thought that Charlie Broyhill got in there and put a sound effects CD in. You got it queued up?
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right.
Still working on it. Hey, those bumpers that you had done were all real good.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, we were pleasantly surprised by them. I think
thank
there's
you.
One or two more to hear.
Bit laden with wacky topicality. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Also a good one? Got it ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 little letters that make you feel better. D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E.
I like that's that good too. Also. Yeah, you got to get him to do the one, though, like Henry Fonda, where he's got to say, that's a good show.
Yeah.
I think he just said, that's a good show.
Yeah, I tried to explain to him, but yeah. He has a little
that's
trouble.
That's a good speech.
Yeah. Okay, here you are. Here's the tape of you sleeping, Stimpy.
Can you hear him?
Hold on. No, come on. Were you playing a tape?
No, that's him.
Really
he's
sleeping?
In there sleeping.
You
is
swear
really,
to God?
I swear
is he really
to you.
I got to go see this. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hey, rewind that. I want to hear that story again.
That's real. There's more. That is real legitimate sawing wood.
Put a glass of warm water. We should do that thing. You put his hand in the warm water.
Put his hand in
is
it.
Is he still sleeping?
Yeah, bring up Production Studio 1. I turned the microphone
is
on.
Is he snoring? All right, way to go, Charles.
Can you hear him?
Hold on. No, come on. Were you playing a tape?
No, that's him.
Really
he's
sleeping?
In there sleeping.
You
is
swear
really,
to God?
I swear
is he really
to you.
I got to go see this. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Right. This is really...
I want to hear what this sounded like.
I had to go talk to him, and I had to wake him up. He was sound asleep.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to a first on our show. This is Stimpy, sound asleep.
Oh.
Is his mouth hanging open?
Wide
his
open. wide open.
Oh. Is he doing anything? Now Don's going to be doing something to him.
Oh, no.
Oh, you couldn't hear what went on in there.
Yeah. What did
Hi.
You do to him?
You're on the air, Stimp.
Hi.
Oh, Stimpy.
Look at you.
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty good.
Not like those 30-hour days.
Well, keep the bumpers coming. They're great.
All right.
They're great.
Very
All right,
good.
Get back to sleep.
There he goes.
We will be right back.
And I think you might be seeing the beginning of the end of that show.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I really feel The Simpsons is forced. It's not what it used to be. And that entire half of that show, we were talking before the show, that it was just a sleeper. It was forced. I didn't understand what they were going for.
One of the things that made Seinfeld great when it first started is it was fresh. Nobody had done that before. One of the things that made The Simpsons great is that was a fresh idea, and now these ideas are, now they're not as fresh as they were when
no,
they
but,
started.
But see, they forget what makes the show funny. What makes The Simpsons funny is Homer thinking about food
right.
and going, ham.
Sure.
What makes the show funny is Homer's squash-colored butt crack. What makes the show funny is Bart being a bad kid in school.
And I had a question about The Simpsons for both you guys. Did they have some sort of new animator on? Because the animation...
Yeah, it looked cheaply drawn,
it looked
it?
Like they brought in another guy, and
yeah.
it's not the same. Remember when she was telling them that they couldn't go to... They were going to go to the bird sanctuary, and the kids had that weird expression on their face?
Yeah. I thought Homer had a weird look on his face. Like
Homer's eyes looked a little weird.
It was drawn different, almost like I've noticed the Channel 5 here is running the old Simpsons,
right?
And every once in a while you see a commercial for an old episode of The Simpsons when obviously they were drawn a lot cruder and a lot cheaper.
There was just a difference in the animation
before they were defined, before The Simpsons became real people to me. And even that was disappointing last night. The Simpsons not too good.
Not good at all.
Oh, by the way, Mike, the made-for-TV movie you'll be watching tonight stars Gerald McRaney and Marky Post. So you are set.
There we go. I'm all set. I got something to watch.
All right, you and all the Moes. We'll do a quick break. Come right back. All of us real men, Mike. All of us heteros. We'll be watching Monday Night Football, don't
you?
Yeah,
well, this Mo picked those games pretty well over the weekend.
I know you did. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What can I say?
Thank you.
What can I say?
Thank you.
I'd rather be able to run 6 miles in 66 minutes than pick the games any day.
Okay.
Any day of the week.
Challenge me on that. I'm a long ways away from that, but I'm working on it.
Congratulations to you
all right.
on that, you big lug. I'll beat you next week. I'll get them all right this week.
This is your week to do it?
This week is the week that I go undefeated in the football pool.
I think, I was thinking also this weekend that at the end of the season, we ought to have whoever has the most wins, we ought to have some kind of prize.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll get our flu shots. How about maybe a day with Tom Gavin and his parent?
Yes, I want to do that.
We'll be right back. We'll get our flu shots with the Visiting Nurses Association. Get that live on the air right after this.
Radio.
I give you your shot. I want to review with you the consent form to make sure that you read it.
Oh, yeah, I read it. Come on. We got commercials to play. Give me the shot.
Okay.
Give me the shot.
Are you allergic to chicken eggs?
The only thing I'm allergic to is penicillin.
Penicillin, there's no problem with penicillin.
Okay.
Chicken eggs, there it is. It's in there. Yeah. Chicken eggs. You chicken said that, eggs. Buzz. Was that you?
I called it, yeah.
Buzz said chicken eggs. That's what this is. We're getting eggs. Yeah. Could have gotten these down at IHOP.
Your cholesterol actually will go up.
I know you guys like to call phone numbers. So
what do they do? Just stick the needle in the egg and suck the egg out?
Guys, I'm trying to talk to the nurses over here.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're using that arm?
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't make any difference which arm, but I need to get way up here.
You need to get way up there?
Way up there, big boy.
They grow the virus in eggs.
Way up there.
Way up there.
It's way up there.
All right. I'm pulling that sleeve as high as it'll go. Is that high enough?
Oh, look at this little hair I have coming out of my shoulder.
Is that high enough?
High.
All right, ladies. You ever felt a muscle that big before, huh? Look at that. I'm not even tensing it up. Are you amazed by that?
What I want you to do, though, is relax.
Relax. Okay, I'm trying to relax.
Relax.
Hey, I'd like Charles Broyhill to come watch this.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Charlie Broyhill, come watch this. I may not be able to pick the football games, but damn you, I can take a shot. Ow!
Oh.
Did they give it to you? Hey, I'm just following you, Mike. Ow! Yes, they gave it to me.
Ooh.
Yes.
Was that painful?
Oh,
Charlie. I got my shot. I got my shot.
Thank you. Bravo!
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Mr. Romero, please.
No!
Come on, Mike. Get your flu shot.
God, no!
Yeah, get it. It's nothing.
I don't want to.
It's just a little prick.
All right.
Just a little prick.
Right over here.
Sign the consent form.
Where's the consent form? Okay.
I don't want to. Please. Let me.
As a matter of fact, we could probably save time if everybody would just, without reading it, sign the consent form.
I am over the age of 18, and I am not pregnant.
You know, I heard a commercial on the radio over the weekend for something that made me think of me the way that I am, that I will sign something without reading. The commercial said, would you ever buy a pair of shoes without trying them on? Would you ever buy a car without driving it first? I'm driving down the road, and I'm thinking, I swear to God, the shoes I have on right now, I did buy without trying them on. And the car that I'm driving, I bought without test driving it.
There you go.
So what does that say about me? About me personally?
You know what that says about you?
What, Mike?
You are effectively managing your own time.
All right.
That's it.
There, Mike is signing his thing now.
Not ready to go.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Let me relax, see this now. Relax.
I get no kick from champagne.
And now she's putting some alcohol on.
Mere alcohol.
All right, she's going to poke you, Mike.
It doesn't thrill me
at all. You know, that is so great watching someone actually get the needle stuck into their arm. That's fantastic.
Is that it?
That is it, Mike.
My God, it was positively painless.
Would you like to announce it to Charles Broyhill also?
Hey, Charles?
Charlie?
Take a look at my arm, Charles. I got the flu shot. No problem at all. Flu shot right here.
Hey, can I pull the sleeve down now, ladies? Can I pull my sleeve down? I'm starting to lose circulation in my arm. The sleeve is so tight.
Right
there. Okay.
There you go, Mike. Good
job.
That's
wonderful. And you ladies are tremendously efficient. I want to compliment each and every one of you.
We want to thank the Visiting Nurses Association, VNA of Northern Virginia, for coming in and giving us our shots. Now, is it Cher's turn?
Okay, I need to hold it there.
I'm sorry, Susan, what?
This is a joint effort with the Visiting Nurse Association of D.C. and suburban Maryland. And together in the metropolitan area, we'll be trying to immunize 80,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got a bleeder over here, Don. I'm stuck pretty good.
Let me ask you a question. That has nothing. You're a nurse, right? You're an RN?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see my beard?
I can see part of your beard.
Come on now. Can you see this part over here? Be serious. Can you see my beard?
Yes.
Does this look like a healthy man's, a man who has a healthy, normal facial growth?
It depends on how long you've been growing it.
A month.
Well.
Come on. Be honest with me now.
You obviously have trimmed it some.
Thank you.
Yes, I have down here by my chin a little bit, but not on the sides. Not at all on the sides.
Well, different people have different hair growth patterns.
All right. Well, thanks.
Is there anything you have in these little vaccines here that might be able to help my partner get a little more hair on his face?
That was kind of where I'm going with this.
Absolutely nothing in here.
Nothing, huh? Nothing that'll do
that? Oh, it's time for Sherry to get hers.
Okay.
There's Sherry Licker with her little bony maroni arms.
I thought I had a loophole, but I couldn't get out of it.
What was the loophole?
Antibiotics.
Really?
Yeah. Are you still taking antibiotics?
No, I stopped taking them 2 weeks ago, so I couldn't get out of it.
Oh, from your nose job?
Yeah.
All right, Sherry.
All right, here we go, Sherry.
Look at those skinny arms.
You know, when Sherry gets a shot, sometimes the needle goes clean through.
Hey, make a muscle for Mike. Show Mike that muscle. Look at that muscle.
That's
Mike.
My right arm,
hey,
too.
That's muscular.
You want to know something? That muscle's almost as big as Bart's muscle. It looks like Bart's little 9-year-old arms.
All right. Man, look at all these needles and stuff around here.
All right, put on those rubber gloves.
My goodness.
You know, somebody, I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody here is going to break out with a blood-curdling scream.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what we're looking for, the blood-curdling scream.
Let's wait until it's Rob A's turn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sherry, are you nervous?
A little, yeah, but I can't.
No,
is my shirt
nervous
up high enough? Is that okay?
You might want to lift your shirt up higher, Sherry.
Okay.
Lift that shirt up higher,
can
Sherry.
Take it off? I mean,
yeah, last year.
I mean,
yeah, you might want to take that shirt off, Sherry.
Why don't you slip out of that shirt, Sherry? That's a good idea.
Are you wearing a bra today, Sherry?
Yes, I am. I can cover up.
Yeah, why don't you slip out of those things?
Perhaps we could help you.
Okay.
Sherry, we need to get it.
You know, this nurse makes me completely at ease. Last year, the nurse last year was fine.
Nurse Ratchet?
Was wonderful, but I was just a little jumpy. Maybe it's because it was the first time.
Okay.
This year, I feel very calm with these nurses here. You're doing a nice job.
Ah, look at that. She's prepared the needle for Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be distracted when you're getting a shot.
Good. Well, maybe you can do that. I'm moving my leg. You know how you do that when you're nervous?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, Sherry.
Okay.
Oh, now this is going to be worth it. Okay,
it's almost the time.
Three, go.
Oh, okay. Oh, cheer. The flinch. Oh,
this is good.
Very brave, Sherry.
Thank you.
Nice
job.
Very, very brave.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Now let's get Buzz and Robbie up here.
Now,
and then I believe we're just about done with the flu shots.
That's right. Now, with Robbie, you're going to have to use that special Black & Decker attachment to pierce that hide.
Here comes Buzz Burbank. Buzz, a man who is not often sick. Buzz, you got the flu shot last year, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you would get a flu shot most anyway, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Hey, how come you haven't had these ladies on one of your, Sunday morning?
Actually, we have.
We already
had the Visiting Nurses Association on.
Is
it right arm or left arm?
Buzz does those Sunday morning PSA shows.
Is Miss Licker going to get a cotton ball and a Band-Aid? Oh, she's got it. Okay. All right. There we go.
Now, how come we have the consent forms this year and we didn't have consent forms last year? Anybody know the answer to that?
I don't know. Yeah. We always have
to. We don't know about it.
Anybody from the show try to sue you last year?
I don't believe it wasn't us last year.
That's
nothing
right.
Happens. I, the only thing I heard is that occasionally you get a little lightheaded if you get one of the
flu shots. Not at all, Mike.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Don just fell off his chair.
You beat me to it. You knew I wanted to do that.
He fell on the floor.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I don't want to do
it. No, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, it's just the cotton.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted me to hold the needle in.
Ball. That's what I get to do.
That's it.
You're done?
Oh, that's it. There goes Mike down on the floor.
Oh, God. Al.
I'm fine.
Two people have collapsed so far.
Buzz, did you get the shot?
Well, I did. I didn't even notice it. I was watching you guys fall.
You got the shot while we were falling down. All right, now it's time for Rob A.
Right.
This will be the biggest test of all.
Yeah, this is going to be the test when the needle, bends.
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, not a problem. You know, my father's diabetic, so I've been around needles all my life. This shouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay. I'm hoping you don't break out into some girlish scream.
Certainly not.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bobo Spiewak. Getting his shot.
Yeah, I feel the same way, Robbie. I had a distant relative that was addicted to heroin. I was around needles all my life.
And ladies, we urge everybody.
Said it was diabetes.
We urge everybody to get their flu shots, right?
1-202-895-5-BUG.
What was that number again?
1-202-895-5-BUG.
That's in the Washington area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So call and get your flu shots.
And you know, wherever
Harry,
we're
Daryl, look.
Tell me when it's over.
It's been over.
Oh, okay.
Ladies, we want to thank you for coming in. Thank you for giving... Oh, Diana, he's fine.
I know.
Diana just came rushing in when she heard your blood-curdling scream, Rod.
Did that scare the nurses?
No, it didn't hurt me a bit.
You guys don't get fazed. They didn't get fazed by that at all. Hey, you're very sweet to come by and give us our flu shots. Give your number one more time, ladies. 202...
895.
Can y'all say it together? This would be cute.
Sure. 202-895-5-BUG.
Okay, now say this. Say filet o fish. filet o
fish.
All of you together. Filet
o fish.
Okay, now try another one. Wheel.
Wheel.
Of.
Of.
Come on, all of you now. Of, come on. Start over. Wheel.
Wheel.
Of. Fortune.
Congratulations, nurses. You've all won a new armoire.
Very good. Okay, one more. Price. Repeat
price.
Everything.
Price.
Service.
Service.
Selection.
Selection.
Country style.
Oh, they don't want to do that. Oh,
they don't want to do the country style song.
All right.
Thanks, nurses.
Nurses don't know where they are right now.
There they go.
We
thanks.
Have was... We have something for you.
Oh, you do? The nurses have something for us, Mike.
Oh, what do they have?
Oh, they got some T-shirts or this. Oh, look at the nice golf shirts.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. From the VNA, the Visiting Nurse Association.
Oh, I like your shirt.
Do you?
It's pretty.
It's pretty. Hey, well, thanks, ladies. Yeah, oh, we'll beautiful. Take some buttons, too. You bet.
Thank you.
Ask me about Fight the Flu.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Thanks. Sponsored by the Visiting Nurse Association.
These guys had their act together.
All right, ladies, take your needles and get out of here. Thank you, ladies. It was great getting those shots. Too bad Charlie Broyhill didn't get one. Oh, and what is this? Is this a chocolate set that will knock you out?
I don't know if it's better, but I know I feel better when the talcum powder is expensive.
What? I don't know if I'm a good barometer. But everything ever written about me in the tabloids has had major inaccuracies.
The most important invention of them all is the TV clicker.
Cricket is baseball on Valium.
The weekly news magazine.
I had something I was going to say to you. But I like the worst caller we've had today. But never
mind. My point is, I was just wondering
if... Oh, I meant to hang up on you. For goodness sakes, what are you still doing on the line? Last call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I have a TV trivia question, please.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can I have a TV trivia question?
Grease Man. Let me tell you about Grease Man. Grease Man is this disc jockey whose ass we kicked for 5 straight years in mornings here in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
So what they did was, they hired him by Infinity. Why they hired him, I don't know. They brought him... Can you say this? Can you say, Eisner, I spit on you. Eisner, I spit on you.
Don't think so. We try. Every time I said, you want to come down and we'll play with the kid who wants some money, he's like, money.
I tell you, we're locked in eye contact here. Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
I think you made a friend.
All right.
Nice meeting you.
I'll say hi and thanks for the opportunity to try to win.
You bet.
And we love Telly, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thanks, baby.
See you later.
My husband wanted to know when you were going to bring him back from heaven. To play O.J. Simpson's wife.
You never know when Telly... You never know, baby!
What are you, high?
What are you, high? Get out of here!
Right now, I wish. But
all right.
Bye. See you later. You scared that child. You bastard. Hi.
I didn't mean to scare the child.
I know, it just comes naturally, doesn't it?
I couldn't help myself.
You told him it was Mickey and it was Donald.
I confused him and I scared the boy.
Hey, what's your name?
You don't remember me?
Oh, you're Abu.
Thanks.
from Strip Trivia.
Abu,
how you doing?
Pretty good.
You. Hey, Buzz, you'll like the shirt he's got on. Isn't that a David Letterman shirt? At Worldwide Pants.
Worldwide Pants.
There you
go. As a matter
of
fact, I'm going back. I'm going to be in the audience next month.
And what was your real name again?
Derek,
that's right.
Well, listen, Abu, when you go back on the David Letterman show and you're in the audience, you know, step up and scream our names out.
I might get thrown out.
Yeah, you might. But Mike and I might get some of that much-deserved national attention.
Derek, you know, Derek, are you a fan of the show?
Yeah.
Well, then you have to do it.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Abu, please.
Please. We'll see what we can do.
All right, get out of here.
All right, thanks a lot.
Nice seeing you again.
Can I say hi to Susan?
Sure.
Hey, Susan, I think you're cool.
Ooh. All right, keep it in your pants.
Some sort of courtship ritual there.
Here we go. Oh, we saved the best for last.
Hello, ladies.
Yes.
You know, I want to point something out. These are the ladies that have been mysteriously hanging in the back of the studio. They have been penned in by Rob A. and also by Charles Broyhill.
Mm. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You know, you look like one of the jugs.
Thanks.
You look like, which is the one of the jugs that I like?
Winona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's your name, ladies?
Jennifer.
And?
Melissa.
Where are you girls from?
Fairfax.
Yeah?
And we have I Come Bearing Presents.
Oh, you do? Oh, look. Oh, PV119. Oh, I love you.
I love you. And a card for you.
A card? Thank you very much. All right, congratulations. Remember how it was before with everyone always asking, so when are you getting married? Well, now you can relax and enjoy. Take it easy. The pressure's off. No one will bug you about that ever again. And they gave me a dollar. They gave me a dollar, Don. So when are you going to have a baby? I don't have an answer for you. I don't know.
Oh, and look at that. There was a little message on my PV119, too.
What did it say?
Oh, God.
Little message on my PV119.
That's wonderful. Isn't that sweet?
What? Oh, wait. Do you see what it says? Look at that. Oh, yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah, I wrote that myself.
Yeah, I thought you did. Hey, get out of here, girls.
Thank you.
We'll see you later. Bye, ladies. Thanks for the stuff.
All right.
Hey, watch out for the pencils.
Oh!
There you go, some pencils for you.
There you go.
Well, there you go. There's 100 of the nicest listeners I think that I've ever met.
And we got a chance to meet them all, and they were really good sports. These are all people we met that didn't win the $10,000.
You know, that's the really the best part of doing the show is looking at these people eye to eye, face to face, staring them down.
Just getting to know them up close and personal, you know, to see their eyes, their mouths, their teeth.
Well, I know your goal, Mike. If you can scare one little child.
That's right, little Ryan.
Then your job as a broadcaster is done.
You know, if I'd said Donald Duck sneeze from the get-go, I would not have scared the boy.
That brings you joy.
That brings me great joy.
Joy. Buzz Burbank?
Yes, sir.
Been over there in your little cubicle by yourself?
Yes.
Just watching the people file in and file out. You've got another one of those newscasts, don't you?
Why, yes, I do.
And we'll hear from Buzz. Then we got a break because we're out of here for vacation. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No more for me, thanks. I'm driver.
WJFK's The Green, Washington and Baltimore. Superstation.
106.7 F1500 AM.
WJFK.
A last look at the Thursday night Fight of the Lights at 6:57. Here is Sherry Licker. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bye.
WJFK.
Larry King is dead. Long live Don and Mike.
All right, we're almost up to Buzz Burbank news time. Hey, let me turn the phones on here.
For a second, I had the
idiot button on. We call it around here the Donnie button. The button, you press it, it hangs up on all the lines. Let's just see if we take one or two calls before we got to leave. Because
right.
we won't be talking to you folks until, I guess the day after Labor Day. We won't be back until
a week from next Tuesday.
Tuesday, right. Phone number 1-800-636-1067. Get on the line to get on the air. And someone wheel Buzz in there. We're just going to take a couple of calls and we'll get right to Buzz Burbank. Congratulations again to Lori Mims, very sweet lady of Dumfries, Virginia. She won $10,000.
Way to go, Lori.
Just about an hour ago on the show. Money supplied by Miller Lite. There is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, I just wanted to wish Mike good luck with his wedding this Saturday. Been listening to you guys for a long time, and you got a great show.
Hey, well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bicycle. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I'm curious. I hope you have a great marriage. I'm curious. Okay.
All right, Dennis.
Okay, please, Mike, don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad at you, Dennis. Dennis, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye, Dennis.
No, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Hang up, Dennis.
Okay.
Come on, I got to take other calls. Hang up, please.
Bye.
Bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Mike, I want to wish you a very happy marriage.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, no problem. And that's it.
Okay, see ya. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Hello.
I still got Dennis Murphy on the brain. I can't help it.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello, baby.
Hi, baby.
How's it going?
Oh, going just fine. Man, I feel a lot better than I did 5 hours ago when we started the show.
Good.
You owe me some chicken.
I owe you some chicken?
Yeah.
Why do I owe you chicken?
Because you spanked me last week and then you didn't give me my chicken.
Oh, you one of the nasty ladies that called in and we spanked you?
I'm the guy who called in.
Oh, he got us twice.
Twice, and we just took it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. I want to wish Mike a happy wedding, and I have a 3 students trivia question.
Okay.
Why was Shemp discharged from the Army?
Why?
He went to bed.
Was that true?
Man, this is a stooge. This is a stooge fact. I don't know. Shemp was a bedwetter.
Yeah, it was in a 3-student scrapbook. It's got all this information.
You mean you can get out of the Army if you pee in your pants?
That's what they say, according to Moe's daughter.
Man, if there's ever a big war, I'm going to remember that one.
I'm going to be going all the time.
Private pile?
Well, you all have a great vacation.
Hey, we sure will. Thank you for calling.
Sure thing.
All right, someone should have told Bill Clinton that. Hello?
Hey, Donna, Mike.
Hi, baby.
How you doing, baby?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great. I just want to wish Mike a lot of luck.
Thank you.
A lot of luck. In fact, I was listening to a tape of you guys that I have from, like, 6 years ago. And you guys were just in your partying phase, and now it seems like y'all are slowing down.
Yeah, we used to do this all the time.
Yeah, we can't do it anymore.
Oh, well, good luck to you. And have a great week.
Okay, I'm sorry we don't party like we used to.
Well, you're still wonderful.
I know this is a nice lady, but I'm suddenly feeling old.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is this Don and Mike?
Yes.
I just want to say happy marriage to Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah. Think you guys are great.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bicycle. All right, let's do one more, then we got to get right to Buzz Burbank. Hello? Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Ouch. Hello.
Just wanted to wish you a wonderful marriage.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a great time.
Well, that's very nice. I appreciate everybody calling and doing that.
Yeah, not that I'm insecure or anything, but, you know, so he's getting married. Could anybody at least say hello to me?
Voice
you know what I'm saying? I've been married for 13 years. Nobody calls me and says, hey, you got a great marriage going.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike?
You got a great marriage going.
Thanks, buddy.
You're no problem.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And now with a last look at the news, here is radio. No, those calls are very nice. I'm just kidding. I'm just starting to get my second wind now.
Oh, no. Don't get a second wind. We're tired.
Yeah.
We're tired. Sunday.
No.
Hey, let's do a show.
No. I mean, look at this. I got the action happening here. Yeah, man. Yeah. Pencil City, man. Yeah, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Dick Vitale, the one-eyed man.
Where did it come from? You do have your second wind.
I'm back. I'm feeling strong.
Feeling strong now.
Yeah, give me some vodka. Here is radio's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Bill Clinton is one happy and hopeful president this evening. The crime bill he's been pushing, already passed by the House, survived a test vote today in the Senate. The Republicans had set up kind of a roadblock to the bill, but that roadblock was challenged in a vote this afternoon, and it was crushed. That clears the way for the Senate to vote on the crime bill itself, which it may do quickly, now that the senators have been told their vacation can begin as soon as they take that vote. As for President Clinton, he's praising senators from both parties for clearing this roadblock. He says he hopes the crime bill passes soon so that, quote, we can move on doing the people's business. And for those of you keeping track, that Senate vacation comes late, but it comes at the expense of another delay on health care. The senators had been told they could take their late summer break as soon as they'd dealt with health care. Today, of course, as you heard, they were told they could get that vacation as soon as they finished with the crime bill. And now a word about guns from the Government Center for Disease Control. The CDC says guns wipe out more than 1 million years of potential life every year. The center studied firearm-related deaths from 1980 to 1991. During that time, the years of human life lost to guns jumped more than 13%. Among the leading causes of death in this country, only AIDS outranks guns. Every year, the CDC looks at the leading causes of death in this country and at the years lost to injuries, cancer, heart disease. This is the first year in which the center has looked at gun-related deaths. There was an armored car robbery in New Hampshire today, and it appears the two men guarding the money have been murdered. Two bodies were found alongside the abandoned armored car around Hudson, New Hampshire. Folks who live in that area have been told to stay in their homes or on their toes at the very least, as the robbers are still on the loose. Another tourist shooting has Florida tourism officials worried.